Here's the Omaha area forecast on the mighty 1290, brought to you by your local Hardware Hank store, where they deliver passionate and personalized customer service. To find a store near you, log on to hardwarehank.com. For this afternoon, look for partial sunshine with high temperatures in the middle 30s, while our winds light and variable. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, a low near 23. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro on the mighty 1290. Right now, it's 27.
The mayor's race is heating up, and the mighty 1290 coil is adding fuel to the fire. Hey, I'm Tom Becca. Join me, Channel 7's Todd Andrews, Clint Bellows, and moderator Michael Sevier on Thursday, March 14th at Mammal Hall College of Business on the campus of the University of Nebraska at Omaha. The five major mayoral candidates will be there addressing the issues that matter most to you. The debate starts at 7 p.m., and seating is limited, so sign up for tickets now at mighty1290coil.com.
The mayoral candidates debate, Thursday, March 14th on the mighty 1290 coil and mighty 1290.
The following is a paid commercial program. Opinions expressed are solely those of the program producers and sponsors.
I feel a song coming on.
It's the beat.
I feel the earth moving at my feet.
This is It's the Beat on the mighty 1290 coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, happy March.
Happy March to you. Can you believe it's already March?
No. Where'd the time go? I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but it feels probably a lot like June where you are. Karen is joining us from beautiful Miami, Florida.
Yes.
And for our listeners that probably, I'm sure, have already guessed, she's auditioning for The Real Housewives of Miami.
That's a good one. Jody told me that, and I said, Jody, I'm not even a housewife in Omaha.
I said, well,
in Miami.
That's true. I said, that's right. I said, Karen, you're married, but you're not a housewife.
No, I'm really not.
You know, that's all right. But I still think, you know, maybe you can have a walk-on.
Thank you.
You know, walk on part.
I think I'll do that. I think I'll call them up.
I think that's right. Well, soak up the sun for us.
Thank you. That
golden.
I hope to be home soon.
Will be home soon as well.
Thank you.
I certainly miss you in the studio.
Yeah, I miss you too.
Well,
and you feeling, Jody? You feeling better this week? Remember, you jump roped your way last week to.
That's right. Well, after a good week of icing it down with frozen peas, let's see, I traded the peas for sweet potatoes and, you know, one night it was corn. But I think what really, really helped me by far was the stir fry, the frozen stir fry that I put on my back. So I am back, ready to rock and roll. And so speaking of golden sunshine and golden, how about the color of the Oscars?
The Oscars.
Did you watch them?
The whole thing? Yes. It was great, I thought.
Did you? Well, I'm going to disagree with you. I thought it was boring.
Well, I didn't like the first thing that Seth did.
Yeah, the song.
I didn't like the what's his name, Captain Kirk coming down and doing all that.
I thought that was
dumb.
Yeah, I thought it was. It wasn't really good TV, and it wasn't
funny.
No, I don't think it was very intellectual, and it took. You know, I think it made the audience members think, okay, you have to explain this for us. You have to talk to us like this.
I know, right? Like your little kids. But I thought he improved as the night went on.
He did.
Actually.
And, you know, he did mention that he thought it was going to, you know, he won't do it again. He thought it was more of a one off and that he had already.
Which is good.
Yeah, I think he'd already planned
that. I didn't know him at all.
Oh, he
darling.
Well, because he's always behind the scenes. He's the voice of, what is he, the voice of?
Family Guy.
Family Guy. Yeah. And Ted? Yeah,
Ted. He's got a strange sense of humor. Some of the jokes were very odd, I thought.
They were. But his singing voice, he has a really good singing voice.
Yeah, doesn't he? He's adorable.
Yeah, he was cute.
He really is. But what do you think about the winners and the losers?
You know, I thought they were great. You know, expected, of course, Daniel Day-Lewis, didn't you think?
Yes, but I sort of wanted Bradley Cooper, but I knew Daniel Day-Lewis would win.
I said that to my mom, that I really wanted Bradley Cooper because, of course, Jennifer Lawrence winning. But poor Jennifer Lawrence falling on her face. And
she
handled it so well. Did you see her interview on Good Morning America? Or, well, I guess it was the after show. George Stephanopoulos did an interview with her, and they're in the back room where they, you know, conduct interviews after the Oscars. And she's talking about her win, and all of a sudden Jack Nicholson peers his head through the curtain and says, "Oh, is this a political interview?"
And they, she started laughing. She said, no. And then he started talking to her, and she became very intimidated. And he said something about, you know, oh, I just loved you in your movie, and you were so incredible. And
so he's like flirting with her on TV here.
Yes. And he said something about, you know, you're old, or, you know, you're just old hat at it. And she goes, what are you talking about? I'm young. I'm new. I'm fresh. And then she, you know, he closed the curtain. And so she put her hands on her face and she said, is he gone? And then she looks to her
He has
sneaked into the curtain area, and he's sitting next to her. And he said, I'll be watching you. I thought, oh, gosh. You
Are
know,
you
Jack,
kidding?
Seriously.
That's odd.
Well, it's kind of scary because that could be, you know, his grandchild.
It's creepy.
You know, a little creepy. But speaking of creepy, how about – so supporting actor Christopher Waltz, Django Unchained.
Yes.
Anne Hathaway.
Right.
Did you expect that?
Did you see Django Unchained?
I have not.
Well, the movie's kind of strange, but Christopher Waltz was wonderful, yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Anne Hathaway, that was no surprise, right?
No surprise.
What surprised me, because I didn't see Life of Pi, was that it won, a lot. The director.
And
a lot of other
cinematography.
Ones, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Best picture, so happy, Argo. Thrilled.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I wanted Argo to win, and Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thrilled.
Glad they gave it to the Academy for not nominating him for Best Director. That was so dumb.
Yeah, that was crazy. At least they mentioned that throughout, which is okay.
They did.
Yeah, and speaking of Academy, how about, you know, in our celebrity news, how about Dancing with the Stars? They announced their, you know, their big debut is coming back, you know, March 26th. And
but
good morning.
Jody, there's a lot of people listed here. I don't know who they – do you know who Andy Dick is?
Oh, yes. I think they're taking a big risk with him. He is a loose cannon. Oh. Andy Dick was on the news radio. I think he was on a TV show called News Radio. And that show actually had the comedian from Saturday Night Live, and I can't remember his name, as our listeners always know that I can't remember things.
Yeah, me too.
But he was on a TV series called News Radio, and he was on another series that I think, you know, kind of came and went, but he's crazy zany. So I do know who he is, and I think, you know, he's always strange. And when I say he's loose cannon, he's had some issues with abusing, you know, some substances.
Okay, so he's – but I don't know D.L. Hughley.
D.L. Hughley is a comedian, Wynonna Judd.
Okay, Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay, speaking of the Real Housewives, so she's on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
She's a housewife. How about that? I'll meet her when I'm down.
Well, of course, but she's Beverly Hills, so hopefully when you have your reunion for the Housewives. Yeah, she has. She also has two restaurants, and I think this is probably good publicity for her and her restaurants. I don't know. Victor Ortiz.
I don't either. Zendaya Coleman, who's that?
I'm not sure. Allie Raisman, don't know. Ingo Rademacher. Kelly Pickler, I know, is a
we
country.
We know Kelly Pickler, American Idol.
And Dorothy Hamill.
Well, we know Dorothy.
She'll probably win. I mean, ice skaters really are dancers.
She's a dancer,
yeah,
right.
So,
she's a total dancer.
Yeah, because didn't the other ice skater that was on, who was a gold medalist?
Yeah, she won. Shannon? What was her name? Shannon. I can't remember.
Again, if anyone knows these names, please.
Between you and me,
that's right. Please send in those names. Oh my gosh, I don't remember.
Wait, for a funny note, Jody, we should end on Kim Kardashian's marriage advice because everyone wants that, right?
Well, I absolutely would hold on to it. Speaking of golden sage advice, let's hear what is her advice.
Her advice is give it a good 6 months before you commit.
That's
like a true bride of 72 days.
Right. Who still is married, but yet is pregnant with Kanye West's child. That's good.
It's unusual. It's fine.
It's LA, right?
But it's LA. But in Omaha today, we have a great show, Jody.
Great show. Ruth Mintz, executive director of the Omaha Conservatory. Thrilled to have her on the show. Mm-hmm. Who else do we have, Karen?
We have Kevin Lawler. He is the guest director at Blue Barn Production, and he's going to tell you about the new production coming up there.
Yes,
and
Be Handing in Spokane.
Yes.
That's the name of his production. And Becky Jelinek, who is joining us to talk about this great food program they have at the Hills Montessori. It's called Bright Day Cafe. And
we're going to go eat there soon.
Absolutely. We're going to have French toast there. But we'll be right back with Ruth Mintz.
I wanted to be in the military since I was a kid.
I served in the United States Air Force.
I served a total of 16 years.
I was deployed 13 times.
On my second deployment, 4 bombs hit my vehicle.
And at 19 years old, that's the first time I ever saw somebody die.
Coming back, I was raging.
I started having pretty horrible nightmares.
I would wake up in the middle of the night, sweats.
I started drinking a lot. I felt worthless.
I guess I never recognized it in myself.
Eventually, one day, I just walked into the VA hospital and said I'd like to see somebody.
Don't suffer alone. You got to find that link with somebody that'll make you let it go.
It all starts with going to the VA. There's a whole community of veterans that just want to help you out.
It's for the guys who couldn't come back, so you owe it to them to live well, because they're not here with their families.
Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstreams Ruth Sokoloff Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back. Joining us in the studio is Ruth Mainz. Ruth is the executive director for the Omaha Conservatory of Music. She also teaches violin and the viola at the conservatory as well. Ruth, welcome, welcome.
Thank you
Hi, Ruth.
For having me.
Yes.
Hello, Karen.
Oh, and Ruth is going to talk to us today about the upcoming Winter Festival Orchestra and also what is in conjunction with the orchestra and exciting. And I'll tell you, Ruth, the Omaha Conservatory, I have heard more and more about it. I have friends whose kids are involved with the conservatory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your background, we'll talk about that as well. But tell us a little bit about the conservatory and its growth and
right.
all of what is in what What's happens
involved
at the conservatory.
Well, let me tell you, it's an exciting time for the Omaha Conservatory because we just moved into our new facility, which is called the Annette and Paul Smith Performing Arts Center. And it's in the lower level of the Westside Community Center, which is on 108th and Grover,
right.
which many people say, that's where Valley View Junior
Valley
High
View.
Was. Yes,
right,
that's
Ruth,
where it is.
Which is
so,
where my junior high was.
Mm-hmm.
So I really
that's
appreciate
right.
yeah, that I told Ruth
mm-hmm.
that's where I learned how to sew so, and cook. So
yes.
in the lower level of Valley
well,
View Junior
now,
High.
Well, now you can learn how to play piano and
play
violin
piano.
And sing
violin.
And do all of that stuff.
Wow.
That's right. Because, so. Right, I mean, Ruth, you know, not only are you going to tell us about your program, but Karen and I did interview several months ago, a luthier. Isn't that right?
A luthier.
Yep. Okay.
Luthier. We learned a new
right.
word.
Right. So
luthier.
We were so excited that we came up with a name that Ruth promised to give me free violin lessons for a year. So
That's great.
I appreciate that.
You're on.
Well, it's and you could do that because we have kids that start really young, 3 years old. And
oh
we
gosh.
Have
–
it goes all the way to up through adults. We have an amazing adult program. So –
That's
any
terrific.
Age, you're never too. You're mm-hmm. never too
and
old.
And it's violin,
young.
Viola. What is in the orchestra?
We have all the stringed instruments: so
okay.
violin, viola, cello, bass,
okay.
and we have a guitar program, vocal program. We also have some of the winds in brass, so like trumpet, trombone, clarinet, saxophone, flute. So we're branching out into those wind instruments, and then we have this great piano teacher who does composition mm-hmm. and improv. So we have that and Rock Academy with the more contemporary side. So
now, are there any concerts or exhibitions besides this winter festival?
Oh yeah,
all the time. And
all
where
all
can
the
people
time.
Will
they're
people
having,
find
yeah.
that information out
they're
if
wonderful.
They go to the Omaha Conservatory
mm-hmm, on the website? We have okay. a group, and I have some music of theirs, Frontier String Ensemble. It's a premier performing group. If anybody's ever seen them, they do stunts, they hula hoop and play, they do the whole thing.
Fun.
So they're a really great group. And they perform throughout the community, and we're going on tour this summer to Vermont, and we've gone to Europe, and, I mean, they're just a great group.
That's great. Ruth, you were telling me how many children and adults and how many folks are involved with the Omaha Conservatory?
Well, believe it or not, there's 425 students
oh my
studying
oh my
now.
Gosh.
And then Joan Prentisol has Kinder Music classes that run there, and she has 200 families. So there's 625 families going through the conservatory a week.
Oh, my God.
And then we have these outreach or off-campus programs that are touching 500 more children. We have a full music program up on the Winnebago Reservation. We've started this Croc Salvation Army program at the Croc Center for Kids, Violin Sprouts, little guys playing violin, and we provide the instrument. It's a really neat program.
Gosh, that is wonderful. And tell
us how do we find out, Ruth? We go to online Omaha Conservatory of Music.
We have our website is omahacm.org, and you can go on Omaha Conservatory. You can just Google that, and we'll come up, and you can look at what we're doing and the different events that are coming up. We have an accent, so you could get information about things like that if you signed up for that.
Okay, which is great. So, mm-hmm. And then tell us, the Winter Festival Orchestra is, what, March 14th through the 16th?
Yes.
So let's hear a little bit about that.
That is a big event we have every year. It's free to students, advanced string players. There's kids coming from all over, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, the whole state of Nebraska. And the kids come to work with our clinician, David Bard. And I know you've met him, Karen.
Yes, and he is fantastic. I've seen him, you know, conduct. He's a fantastic conductor.
Absolutely stunning conductor. He gets so much out of the kids. The kids come from all over to work with him because he's so inspiring.
You can tell,
So it's a great thing to be connected with him. He was originally in New York, and this particular concert, we're doing a piece called Spiravi by Ted Whipred, who's with the New York Philharmonic. It's a composition of his, which is a real showstopper, and then they're going to be playing the Britten Simple Symphony. That group, and then in combination, we're going to be featuring our little Croc Sprouts, our little violin players, and our OCM play in classes, which are our violin, little younger violin players. So you're going to get a little bit of everything if you come to this concert, which is going to be at the Croc Center in their beautiful hall there. It's on March 16th, and it's at 7 p.m. And it's
7 p.m. Where is the Croc Center located?
It's located near Metropolitan Community College.
It's KROC, right?
Yes, KROC.
Right, and they can find out more information if they go to the website, or they can call the conservatory as well, which is wonderful. I think
exciting.
Isn't it exciting? I think, Karen, you know, we talk about the talent. You know, Ruth, when we interview folks, truly, we cannot believe the talent that is in Omaha.
It's truly amazing.
Yes.
When we went to Europe, it was so funny because we were playing in this beautiful garden, and these people from Texas came through, and our group was playing. And the man said, "Man, it's a shame that we have to come to Europe to hear kids that can play like this." And one of the parents heard him. He said, "These guys are from Omaha, Nebraska." He was like, "What?
Isn't that amazing?" Just great. I think it's just great.
It blew him away. So it was pretty neat.
I think it's neat. And, you know, your background, a lot of people don't even, I mean, you've been all over. You're in California. And I asked you if you knew of Bruce Hangen, who was a personal friend, who was the symphony conductor many, many years ago, probably in the 80s. Would that be about right?
Yep, I played in an orchestra.
You played in an orchestra. Where was that? That was in
Fort Collins.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
How all, you know, musically everyone's world collides. It really does.
Everybody's connected. Yeah.
Yes, and I think music connects people as well, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And a lot of the kids that come to this, they are coming because, you know, they've hooked up with David Barg at another workshop, and they want to play in an orchestra with him. And we do this as a kind of a pre-event to our Summer Institute, which is this year, July 14th through the 20th.
Okay.
And we bring artists from all over the country. This year we're going to be premiering a silent film, Cinderella, with live orchestra. And Maria Newman, who's from L.A. and plays in the studios, just an amazing composer. I commissioned her to do a work using Omaha Indian Nation melodies that I had transcribed, and she got nominated for the Pulitzer and Grawl Meyer for this.
Oh, wow.
And so
that's
I thought, her real thing is film score, so I thought, let's have her do a new work for our orchestra, and so the string players will be performing that. So they come to this, they get the information about summer, then they come again in summer, so we just like to let them have a little pre-taste of what's going to happen in the summer, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun experience for the kids.
I think that is so exciting.
Fantastic, Ruth. Yeah, and Ruth, what you do for so many people, kids and adults in Omaha musically, is just incredible.
It is.
You're spreading it all around, your talent, you're giving back, and it's going to other people in the community. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I really, the mission of the conservatory is to build a musical community through education and performance. So
mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a single person in the city that shouldn't have access to violin, to music, to getting a chance to learn that. So our next decade, we're moving into our second decade here, is very much focused on this violin sprouts, which is for 3 and 4 year olds and little guys.
So
you're going to be seeing violin sprouts incredible. All over the city here pretty soon.
I love it. And Ruth, you brought a CD.
Mm-hmm.
The CD is, what is on the CD?
This is Frontier String Ensemble, the premier touring group. And we just did our fiddling CD because by request. We have another one called Favorite Things, which is classical and some fiddling and some Broadway show tunes. But everybody was like, we want a whole CD of all your fiddling. So this is our new fiddling CD, and we'll be doing some of these on tour in Vermont this summer. So
okay, and the name again of the CD is?
This is the Fiddling Around.
Fiddling Around. And I thought it would be great if as we are closing your interview, Ruth, if we could play
fiddle
a song
around.
On – we could fiddle around. We could
sure.
fiddle around a little bit with you.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, a favorite is always Orange Blossom Special, Ragtime Dance. Everybody loves that one.
Okay.
Ragtime Annie. I mean, really, you're not going to go wrong with whatever you choose.
Well, then I think we're going to pick one, and we'll do the Orange Blossom Special.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We are in for a treat.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ruth. And we
Thank
look forward
you,
to hearing many, many more of your successes. And again, Omaha Conservatory of Music and their Winter Festival coming up March 14th through the 16th. Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ruth. See you soon.
All right.
We'll be right back with Kevin Lawler.
Hey, I'm Tom Becker for Saints in Midtown Crossing. You know, Saints, they're a good citizen because when you go to Saints right now, ask about the special menu item where proceeds will help go to the Walk for Warmth. That's right. Proceeds will help to go to the Walk for Warmth. So they're not only is it a great restaurant, not only is it a great sports bar, but it's also just great people that care about the Omaha community. That's why I'm so happy to be a spokesperson for them and to recommend them to you. Saints in Midtown Crossing, always a great time. The big screen, high definition TV is not a bad seat in the house for the games, but you don't need a game to have a good time there because the food is so tasty. A great menu with great items for pretty much anybody's palate. The service, the staff, the bar selection, a great, 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 great bar selection. Stop on by Midtown Crossing, go to Saints and tell them I sent you. You're going to have a great time at Midtown Crossing, and Saints is the thing that helps make Midtown Crossing so great. We'll see you there.
Men and women, are you or someone you know crabby and miss the way you used to feel? Have you lost muscle mass? Women, do you wake up with night sweats? Men, do you have erectile dysfunction? Don't be embarrassed. Kohl's Preventative Medical Clinic has a solution. Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy, or BHRT. Call Kohl's Preventative Medical Clinic at 402-408-0017 for a free consultation. Start feeling like yourself again with BHRT from Kohl's Preventative Medical Medical Clinic. Call 402-408-0017.
There is no better way to spend a Sunday afternoon than with the Asking Price radio program. Ted Price, the Stock Babe, and his merry band of financial experts opine and comment on the good, the bad, and the ugly in today's markets and investments, politics, finance, currencies, gold, and maybe even a little black magic. It's all part of the Asking Price radio program brought to you by Allies Limited. Sunday afternoons 1 to 3 on the Mighty 1290 Coil and Mighty1290Coil.com.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokolov-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jody and I are very happy today to have Kevin Lawler with us on the phone. Kevin is a poet, playwright, director, designer, and actor. He is the producing artistic director of the Great Plains Theater Conference and a co-founder of the award-winning Blue Barn Theater in Omaha, Nebraska. Well, welcome, Kevin.
Welcome.
Hi, Kevin. I did it right this time.
Hey, it's exhausting. Kevin, you know that your background, a poet, a playwright, a director, a designer, and an actor, how do you have time to have a life?
Well, that, you know, all of those things comprise a life, I guess, if you add them all up.
That's quite a life. And
yeah.
Right now you are directing this dark comedy at the Blue Barn Theater, is that correct?
That's right.
And what's the name of it? Because we can't pronounce it, so you tell us the name, Kevin.
It's A Behanding in Spokane.
Okay.
And
tell us a little bit about it. It sounds so interesting.
Yeah, well, it's a dark comedy that has a lot of incredible surprises in it. It's written by an Irish playwright named Martin McDonagh.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also done some films that some of the listening audience might remember. Seven Psychopaths was one of his latest films. And
well, Jody, did you see that?
I was one of the seven. Okay,
you were one of the psychopaths.
I was the sixth one from the left. I don't know if you guys remember me in that, but that was me.
You were great, Jody.
Thank you.
Yes, you were.
And it was all because of Kevin's direction that I was so good.
Because of Kevin, that's right.
That's right. No, but I have heard, I have heard of Martin McDonagh, so I'm interested.
He's fascinating. He's like, the filmmaker Quentin Tarantino.
Sure.
Yeah.
So he's like an Irish Quentin Tarantino.
Okay.
Wow.
So everything's kind of
really,
dark.
Really brilliant
mm-hmm.
writer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But with a very dark comedic sensibility.
So people that are going to this
play,
I'm sorry.
All of that.
So people, Kevin, that are going to the play should be prepared to see kind of this dark comedy. It's like you say, it's kind of a Quentin Tarantino-ish. It's not a Pulp
mm-hmm.
Fiction, right? But it's about a mm-hmm. backwoods American sociopath. Is that right?
Yeah, sort of.
Carmichael.
Yeah.
Well, it's real. It'll cheer us up, Jody.
It's. I love it.
You'll leave the theater laughing.
That's perfect.
Well, that's true. Well, yeah, that'll be fun. Okay.
So
who's in it, Kevin?
Well, there's a wonderful cast of local actors and an incredible crew of designers that have worked with the Blue Barn forever. And the whole team together put together comprises some of the top talent, I think, in town.
Wow.
You won't see a better production quality, and it's really great, actually, to, if you've ever been down to the Blue Barn stage, it's different than a lot of other stages in town because it's intimate. It's a 99-seat theater, so you're right there, kind of in the action. It's the great tradition.
That's great.
Of
Yeah, I love the Off-Broadway
of New York City, you know.
What's the location of the Blue Barn?
The Blue Barn is at 614 South 11th Street. It's just south of the Upstream Brew Pub in
Middle
Market.
That's right. Yeah, I love that theater. That's great.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people come down and have dinner in the market and then go see a show or see the show and go out for after for a drink. But when you go into this smaller, intimate theater and see the production quality, like the incredible details of the set and the sound design and lighting, and it's just kind of an extraordinary experience.
Wow. You know, and we also see, Kevin, that your plays have been produced across the country. So do you write plays that have this dark comedy, or what do you like to write?
Well, I kind of moved from a little bit more of a visual. When I was a kid, I started out as a painter, and I loved the visual arts. And so I was an oil painter for many years before I got going into theater. And so I tend to write from a visual perspective rather than thinking out a story like, what's a great story plot-wise? I'll wake up from a dream that I've had with just an image that kind of haunts me that I can't let go of. And then I'll write an entire story based off that dream image or what's happened. A little bit like Strindberg has historically, or some of those playwrights that work with a little more surrealistic material. So that's kind of where I work from. And either that, or sometimes I'll take a classic play like a Eugene O'Neill play and rework it and try to explore it from a different sensibility a little bit.
That's brilliance, Jody,
don't you think?
No, that is brilliance.
That really is. That's incredible that you do that.
And Kevin, tell me, along with our listeners, what is your tie to Omaha? Is it the Blue Barn Theater, or, you know, what brings you here to do these plays?
You know, it's the Blue Barn, and I've been we started the Blue Barn in 1988.
That's your founder, that's right.
I was here for the first 13 years of running that, and then I sojourned back out into the country and did a little stint in Seattle and New York City and Minneapolis. And then I came back here 4 years ago to run the Great Plains Theater Conference. And so I've been here actually full-time for the last 4 years.
Wow. That's in May. Is that in May of every year, the Great Plains Theater? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's the end of May. But the real tie, when I came to Omaha in 1988 just for a weekend to visit my sister, and ended up getting into a conversation with some of the folks who are running the Bemis Art Center over that weekend, and they offered me, in the span of a 15-minute conversation, a free space to start a theater in Omaha if I would move here to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I called some of my friends back in New York City where I was living at the time and said, I've been offered a free warehouse space to start a theater, and probably a lot of things that we would like to do out here might be new for this community. And so Houston Walkinshaw and Nils Holland came out.
Mm-hmm.
We began the Blue Barn, and Mary Teresa Green joined us, and so that's how it started, and the community response has been, for the last 24 years, has been what's kept me here. This community and what's happened with the arts here has been the reason why I call this my hometown.
Well, Kevin, what a wonderful thing to say. And you are quoted as saying that nobody's doing theater here for money, for fame, or anything like that. You said everybody's doing it because they actually love doing it and they love the other people involved with it, which is the essence of any good theater. I think that's an incredible quote and very, you know, has a lot of impact. And it's terrific that you had this opportunity because for those of you that are not familiar with the Blue Barn Theater, it is it's an intimate theater. And like you said, it reminds you of, you know, an off-Broadway setting or even when I was at a play in London, England. Same kind of feeling.
Yes, it is.
And it is. It's
very intimate.
It's intimate. It's charming. And how terrific and fun to see Martin McDonagh's A Behanding in Spokane. Again, Kevin, the play is going to be on stage through March 16th at the Blue Barn Theater, 614 South 11th Street. And just a quick snippet, the play is actually, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin, but it's about a sociopath who's been hunting for his severed left hand for 27 years. Is that right? So he encounters these dimwits, Toby and, is it Marilyn? In this in this comedy, so it'll be fun to see their relationship and how it's exposed and the details of their graphic hunt for this poor man's hand.
Yes,
I think it's terrific.
You will have a really great roller coaster ride of an evening at the theater.
Well,
a
wonderful,
a lot of fun.
Well, Karen and I will definitely be occupying two of those seats. Hopefully,
thank you, Kevin, for bringing your wonderful brilliance to Omaha for all these years. Boy,
it's been a great home as a person and as an artistic home. It's been so great for me. So,
well, that is great. And again, for our listeners, for tickets or more information, you can call the Blue Barn Theater 402-345-1576. And again, Kevin, thanks so much for sharing your afternoon with us. We really appreciate it, and we wish you nothing but the best in the theater.
Yes, thank you, Kevin.
Thank you both, too.
We'll be right back with Becky Jelinek.
At Kinghorn Gardens, they believe design is a dialogue. You might ask, is it too hot? Is it too dry? Is it too much effort? What do we do now? The Kinghorn Garden designers might respond by saying, well, let's talk about changing the overall approach and adapt together. The Kinghorn Gardens designers will talk with you about ideas that cool the space consistently through the summer. They'll discuss the available options regarding plant communities that not only look good, but are also responsive to limited rainfall. After all, this area's growing season is already too short to not deal head-on with the realities of too hot or too dry. You might reply, wow, I get it. Now what? That's where Kinghorn Gardens develops design solutions that allow you to enjoy the outdoors with as little effort as necessary, because they have the experience and the professionals to take care of those concerns in an artistic way. So let's start a design dialogue that not only produces a great outcome, but more importantly, makes a difference in how you celebrate your surroundings. Start the design dialogue today. Call Kinghorn Gardens or click kinghorngardens.com.
No matter the weather, in December or June, it's always great in a Malibu sunroom.
Meet Diane Kempschneider, proud owner of a Malibu sunroom.
We had a deck on the back of the house that needed to be replaced, and so instead of putting another deck on, I decided I wanted a four-season room. Went on the internet, and I started looking to see who produced sunrooms in the area, one of which I found was Malibu Sunrooms. I had them come out as well as another competitor here in the area. I liked both the product, but I very much thought Malibu had a better product, and certainly their pricing was much more conducive to what I could afford. Construction was well managed. They were here when they said they were going to be here. They worked full days. I was very pleased with their process.
So, now that the room's done, what do you think of it?
I live in it night and day. I love it.
Click MalibuSunrooms.com.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstreams Ruth Sokolov Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back to the studio. We are joined by beautiful Becky Jelinek, who's here today to talk about the new Montessori Childcare Bright Day Cafe program. It is a program that focuses on childhood obesity and how to control obesity through nutritious meals and meal planning. Welcome, Becky.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me here. Hi.
Oh, absolutely. I was reading this fabulous quote by a three-year-old. It's kind of her view of the Bright Day Cafe. It's fabulous. When three-year-old Caden sat down to eat her delicious and nutritious fresh broccoli at the Hills, that's the Montessori, right? The Montessori
that's
at the Hills.
That's the Hills Montessori.
She said, hey, this looks like the trees we talked about when they get their leaves back on. And she happily ate her delicious trees. How wonderful. I wish she could join my family at dinner.
Yeah, really.
And we could all eat trees.
They would all eat broccoli.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cute.
Isn't that great, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Tell us about the Bright Day Cafe. What a great name, too.
You know, I think it is so cool and catchy. And that was one of the things that was so attractive about the school. My daughter works there. She's a teacher there. And I've been into Montessori for years. When I was a young lady, I'm no longer a young lady. I was trained as a Montessori teacher and taught. And then all my kids, I have four kids, you know, so I've been a Montessori mom of children for over 20 years. And, you know, this school is just a little bit unique. I mean, it obviously incorporates the Montessori philosophy, but they have this really awesome commercial-looking kitchen, which is incredible. And then they cook wonderful meals, breakfast and lunch, there every single day for the kids. And they do it without any fats and no frying, and they make French toast, and they – it's just a really neat system.
But how do they? Because Becky, is it Fusion?
It's called Fusion Foods, and so it's a proprietary cooking system, and it looks like commercial grade kitchen equipment. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you're walking into a restaurant kitchen, but it takes up a fraction of the space, and it's the way things are cooked, where they can cook things like French toast and chicken nuggets and fries and just different things without any food or fat. And then the chicken and the food is actually moist and retains more of the nutrients the way they cook it. I mean, it's just a phenomenal cooking system.
Gosh, we need that in our homes.
Wow.
I think we all do. And so I think it's really neat that they're serving, number one, very few Montessoris, if at all really daycares, will cook the food on site for the children, for breakfast and lunch.
Now, is that just in Omaha, or is this nationwide where they do a program like this?
They do have this nationwide. I know it's in some other programs throughout the United States, but I don't know of anybody else here locally in Omaha that's using this system. And so it's pretty cool. And then the kids are eating this nutritious food, and they're liking it, and it tastes great. And so,
that's the key.
Yeah, isn't
it?
It
is the key.
So what's great is that it teaches children about healthy food and then teaches them these great healthy eating habits so that they can learn these for a lifetime and teach their children.
Absolutely. I think a lot of, you know, early childhood centers, and obviously in the school systems, you know, obesity is a huge issue. I mean, it's something that our president's wife has taken on her first term and probably into her second term, kind of tackling the issue. But to talk about it is one thing, but then to actually be able to live it and serve nutritious meals is something completely different. And so I think that's kind of, it's a full circle approach. I mean, it's hard coming up with quality, delicious, nutritious meals for kids. I mean, as a mom whose kids went to, you know, Montessori as young kids, I'd have to pack their lunch every day. I mean, you know, how creative can you get with a cold lunch?
Sure.
Did this just open then?
It did. You know, the Hills Montessori, it opened last summer, early fall, and they're just really now kicking things off. And so it's really quality Montessori program. Anybody who's familiar with Montessori, I mean, you're going to come in there and you're going to get, you know, the best of the best there for the Montessori curriculum. But, you know, this whole Bright Days Cafe thing is just something I think just makes it even a little more unique and a little more special.
Well, it does. Sorry. But, you know, I think that so many schools in general all over the United States have such a problem with the food, and then they hire nutritionists, right, for their program. And it seems mm-hmm. like they're trying, but they still have high sodium, high fat, mm-hmm. and they never get yeah. away from it.
It's,
you know, so
it's hard.
Right.
It is. It's tough, I think. But, you know, I think, again, this is really cool because you're getting to kids before they develop these habits of needing mm-hmm. and craving mm-hmm. the sugars and the salts and the fats, et cetera. And it's just kind of laying a nice foundation. And hopefully as they transition out of a preschool like this and they go on to school. And I do think just as a society, we're making strides in the mm-hmm. schools. I mean, my kids are in, I have a couple of kids in high school, and they say, you know, they have to take a vegetable every single day and a fruit and, mm-hmm. you know, it's mandatory, and I think they are trying to get, you know, things good. Out of the vending machines, mm-hmm. but it's
yeah.
tough.
Yeah. And you know what? It's a
better,
struggle.
Yeah.
But don't you think, Karen, I think, you know, we're on our yeah. way. We're coming, you know, to a point where there are so many diseases because of obesity and high
yeah,
cholesterol
absolutely.
And diabetes and heart and, I mean, high blood pressure, you name it. So I think, you know, schools are waking up, and it's terrific that the Bright Day Cafe and that the Montessori, the Hills, is taking this on. I thought it was interesting
yeah.
that your chef, the fusion chef, Andy, is the fusion chef Andy Ravella, is he the chef that developed this proprietary fusion cooking, or is he the chef at Montessori?
Yeah, he's not our chef. Boy,
I was
we
say,
wish.
If you have your own chef, I'm coming there every day.
Gosh,
for breakfast,
I would
lunch, and dinner.
We wish.
Yeah,
the
isn't that
staff
nice?
Wishes they had a chef.
I
no.
said, hey, I like it.
He's the chef on behalf of the fusion group. But yeah, he developed a lot of the meals. I mean, the kids eat new. I mean, like spaghetti and meatballs, and
yeah.
I mean, just the things on their menu. It's like over 100 things, over 100 items. I mean, again, in the public schools, I hate to say this, but because I love all my kids' schools, but you know, you get the same thing almost like every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
do.
Every
it's
Wednesday,
boring.
Taco
yeah.
Tuesday.
Exactly.
That's right.
And this is a nice yeah. variety.
Yeah,
of
it's
things.
Not
like
boring. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. And it's yeah. Andy is saying that technology is playing such a major role in all of our lives. So why are our kitchens still stuck in the 70s? Which I think
yeah,
is
right.
terrific, right? He said
good
it
point.
Only makes sense to explore the cost effectiveness and great taste of green cooking.
Green cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, so that's another hot topic, you know, obesity and green.
That's
green
right.
Cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love for you and all your listeners to come out and, you know, check us out at our open
yeah.
houses
yeah.
this
when,
next
when
week.
When is the open house?
Well,
Thursday?
We have two. Yep, Thursday, March 7th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. and then Saturday, March 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're just about two blocks north of the corner of 108th and Fort Street. It's a real.
Okay.
It's a newly renovated building. It's absolutely gorgeous. But we're going to actually have samples from the Bright Day Cafe. So everyone can come in and taste, you know, taste the options that the kids have, and free milk from Prairieland Dairy. They'll be there, and we'll have prizes and giveaways, and it'll be a good
yeah,
time.
Yeah, let's go, Joe.
I think so. I think that's right. Let's go there for breakfast. Oh, we can go
lunch.
On. That's right. We can go next Saturday at 10 a.m.
From,
we can
for
have,
breakfast.
And
yeah.
then lunch. Stay for lunch.
That's right. Then we'll stay with,
lunch.
We'll have spaghetti
okay.
and meatballs. Maybe we can start right. off with French toast. And remember, it's fusion cooking. There's no oil, so there's no fat. So I think we can
right.
go again
wait,
and again.
There.
And
that's
they do offer more than French toast. It's just, I love French toast. That's like my favorite breakfast. So it's like, I just want to go eat French toast.
I love it. But I think it's
yeah.
such a nice alternative, Becky. I think it's terrific. You know, I mean,
Becky, what you're doing is so close to my heart because my father, Phil Sokoloff, was into lowering fats and cholesterol for people in this country and in the world, really. And you are starting out with young children doing this, or the Hills Montessori is, and you're a part of this. And this is so exciting, actually.
It is. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. Is there publicity on this for you, for the Montessori? Like, you know, nationwide publicity with this cafe?
You know, I had never heard of the Bright Day Cafe, and I had never heard of Fusion Foods prior to it coming into
oh,
the
okay.
Hills. I think it's pretty new. I mean, I kind of did some research, you know, to kind of check it out, and I don't know the details of it, but I think it's relatively new. But
yeah.
hopefully, it'll catch
That's
on.
Wonderful.
It's very cool. I know. have your own cafe in your little
We'll
preschool.
Call Michelle Obama. Karen, I think she should come. We've got her phone number, and she can come to the open house.
Can you ring us up somewhere, publicity?
We can do that. Because,
yeah, we'll
do
the publicity, right, Judy?
That's right. We're all about health and healthy eating, and truly, I think it's a blessing to at least have something like this in Omaha, and hopefully more and more schools will take note of this. Even though I know it's special to the Hills, it's important as a whole.
For everyone, good nutrition
for our kids. So again, the open house, it's the Hills Montessori open house, and there's also a tour Thursday, March 7th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And Becky, the other one is?
Saturday, March 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. But all of this information's on our website, too, and you can get more information about the Hills, the Montessori program, the Bright Day Cafe, and that website is thehillsmontessoriomaha.com. Mm-hmm.
Great. That's thank you, Becky.
Thank you so much. So nice talking to you, ladies.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Becky. We appreciate you visiting the studio, and we look forward to having French toast with you.
Yeah.
Take care. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
As a mother, I'm concerned about crime and education. Our kids deserve safe streets and great schools. That's why on April 2nd, I'm voting for Brad Ashford. No mayoral candidate has worked harder addressing the challenges facing public safety and education. Brad Ashford's history of creating jobs and cutting taxes in the legislature will help Omaha succeed. The choice is clear. Brad Ashford is a trusted leader with the right experience for Omaha.
This is Brad Ashford. I'm asking for your vote on April 2nd. Together, we can move Omaha forward. Paid for by Ashford for Omaha.
In just 4 weeks from right now, you can lose 30 pounds or even more with physician-directed high-tech weight loss. If you would have started with us just 4 weeks ago, you'd be there now. This is no gimmick. High-tech has been helping people lose weight for 8 years. We're ranked A-plus by the Better Business Bureau, and our weight loss program has worked for thousands in Nebraska and Iowa. We can work for you, too. Our average patient loses 30 pounds in 4 weeks. Ready to lose the weight? Come to physician-directed high-tech weight loss. Call us for your free consultation, 453-5673. That's 453-LOSE. Or visit us on the web at hightechweightloss.com. Physician-directed high-tech weight loss. Safe, fast, permanent. Call 453-5673. Lose.
Open evenings and weekends.
If you're a real estate investor with a vacant single-family home, you are losing money. Contact Landmark Group and take advantage of their rent-to-buy program. It's a fantastic opportunity to fill your vacancy and increase profitability. You are guaranteed a long-term tenant as well as increased rent. In addition, you won't have the annoying maintenance bills popping up each month. Log on to LandmarkOmaha.com and click on rent-to-buy. Your vacant house is about to be filled.
Don't miss a minute of the action as your Omaha Lancers take on the best of the USHL on the mighty 1290 Coil.
This is Dan Freemuth, voice of the Omaha Lancers. The I-29 rivalry between the Lancers and Sioux City Musketeers will be in full force by Saturday as the two teams square off for the third time in just the last 8 days. ValPak.com pregame show begins live from Sioux City at 6:50. Puck drops 7:05.
Don't miss a single check, a single shot, or a single goal when the Omaha Lancers hit the ice on the mighty 1290. Add the mighty 1290.
Attention, if you are a current or previous smoker diagnosed with chronic bronchitis or emphysema, also known as COPD, research options may be available to you. A local research clinic is conducting a research study for males and females 40 years of age or older with a diagnosis of COPD. All study-related care will be provided, including physical exams, lab service, and study medication at no charge. Compensation for time may be available. To learn more about this research study for COPD, please call Heartland Clinical Research at 402-502-9364. That's 402-502-9364. Space is limited, so call today.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Well, Karen, so sorry you're not here, but so happy that
I'll be back soon.
Yes, so happy that you're able to soak up some sun and hopefully, you know, all goes well in Miami for you.
Yeah, thanks. And I'm glad that you're back. Speaking of back, glad you're back better.
Thank you. Well, sure. Another great show. We were thrilled with our guests. How about him? I mean, Ruth Mintz, terrific.
Oh, is she amazing? All the musicians.
Oh, my gosh.
She's She's developing all these young people and older people into musicians. It's wonderful.
I know. And on that CD, I don't know if anyone, our listeners probably don't realize, but the ages were, the youngest is 7 all the way up to 18 years of age, and they're all Omahans that played and fiddled on that CD. So terrific.
Wow.
Yeah, and stop by her coffee house, Cellamundo. It's a quirky, artsy, coffee shop. We'll go there and
coffee
have a cappuccino. I think it's wonderful.
Okay.
Kevin Lawler, he was wonderful talking about a bee handing in Spokane. And
Very talented director.
Yes. And then Becky Jelinek, again, the Hills Montessori, and her program with the Bright Day Cafe.
Right. And we want to end today with a song in honor of the Bright Day Cafe, and it's called Shake It for an Obesity.
And bros, dance to the music and rock and roll. Pick up your feet and sock it to ya. Move around and it will do you some good. Shake it up, shake it for an obesity.
Some good.
Shake, shake, shake it for an obesity. We want you to be healthy and fit, so get off your bottom, don't sit, sit, sit. Tap your feet and wiggle, wiggle. Move your kazootie and jiggle, jiggle. Junk food is everywhere, so let's be strong and really care about what we know we need to eat. Peanut butter is good with whole wheat. Body, you want to be strong. Drink lots of milk to help it along. Eat fruits and veggies, more power to you. Whole grains and nuts will do you some good. Shake it up, shake it for an obesity.
Do you some good.
Shake, shake, shake it for an obesity. Let's get that sweet dessert. Then zipping those jeans might really work. And say goodbye to those sugary snacks, especially donuts, we know that. Crunch those carrots, munch those grapes. Pile that broccoli on your plate. If you want to bake, just use less sugar. You won't even notice.
Legendary Mighty 1290
KOIL
Omaha. Now in our 87th year of serving Omaha, the Mighty 1290.